Katie!
Welcome to the Younglings Podcast, a Star Wars podcast by younglings for younglings, and anyone else who enjoys Star Wars.
Hi, and welcome to the Younglings Podcast. I'm your host, Annie Friginal, age 10.
Hi, I am your co-host, Tessa Friginal, age 7.
Today in Younglings, we'll go through a book review of Goodnight Darth Vader, a character impression game, and our regular Q&A segment.
We sit back. Whoops!
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Mori.
The book we're going to review is Goodnight Darth Vader by Jeffrey Brown. This book is about Darth Vader putting twins Luke and Leia down for bed. But they don't want to go to bed and insist that he read them a story first. So Darth Vader reads twins Luke and Leia a book featuring Ahsoka Tano, General Akbar, the Ewoks, and many other characters.
I wanted to describe the style of the drawings. They're like comic style, they're cute, they're detailed, they're great.
The way he illustrates Luke and Leia is really, really cute. I like this book because it made me laugh a lot, and I like the Ewoks' appearance. My favorite page is the one where it features Jango Fett and Boba Fett. While Jango Fett is trying to settle Boba down for sleep, Boba doesn't really want to. He is saying, like, I'm hungry.
I need a drink. I need to go to the bathroom and read me a story, stuff like that.
And Jango's like, no, go to sleep now. It's funny.
My favorite page is General Akbar. General Akbar is the one who leads the rebellion spaceships. In the picture, it shows that he's eating a bowl of cereal, and he says, it's a bedtime snack. It reminds me of Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, when he's reading the rebellion ships, and then he says, it's a trap, because it was a trap. But instead, in the book, he said, it's a bedtime snack.
I recommend this book because I love the illustrations and the jokes are hilarious, and it's a really fun book for younglings to read with their dad.
The author of Goodnight Darth Vader, Jeffrey Brown, is appearing at Star Wars Celebration in Anaheim, California, Thursday and Friday, April 16 and April 17. We want to welcome our special guest for this segment. Let's welcome our brother, Soji, age 6.
Hello there.
This is how we'll play the game. Each person will spin the wheel and get a random character that they will have to do an impression. The twist is that they'll also have to get a line to say, but the line, which is from another character. Are you ready?
Yes. May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with us. Soji, do you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay, spin the wheel. You got, dun dun dun, Emperor Palpatine. You got a line from Yoda. This line is in Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Size matters not. Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you? Yeah.
You're supposed to clap.
Good job, Emperor! Long live the Emperor! Long live the Emperor! Tessa, do you want to go next?
Okay.
You got Queen Amidala, but this line is from Han Solo in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
For a ship, you've never heard of the Millennium Falcon? It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Nicely done, Queen Amidala. Now it's my turn. Let me spin the wheel.
A battle droid. And this line is from Queen Amidala in Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Our people are dying, Senator. More and more each day. We must do something quickly to stop the Federation. Thank you very much.
Soji, thanks for joining us for this special segment. Hope to have you again.
May the Force be with you, even in your sleep.
How can you do this?
And?
What do you mean?
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Our question this week comes from Mrs. Sarah Sanchez.
Mrs. Sanchez asked us, and I quote, "So I haven't seen all the episodes. In what order should I watch them?" End quote. Here's our answer. There are two very popular ways to watch the Star Wars saga. The first way to watch the movies is in order of release. This means watching the original trilogy, Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope, released in 1977, followed by The Empire Strikes Back, released in 1980, then Return of the Jedi, released in 1983, then watching the prequel trilogy, The Phantom Menace, released in 1999, then Attack of the Clones, released in 2002, and ending with Revenge of the Sith, released in 2005. This will give you the feeling of how it was released in order. The other way to watch the saga is in the order of the episodes, starting with Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, and ending with Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. This way, when you watch The Force Awakens in theaters this December, you will feel like you are starting where you left off. The only thing is, there are some surprises in the story, so if you want to be surprised, you'll probably want to watch it 4, 5, 6, then 1, 2, 3, which was the way that it was released in theaters.
Good point, Annie. And Mrs. Sanchez, I hope this answers your question.
I just wanted to remind all you listeners to turn in your questions either through a video or a regular post on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/theyounglingspodcast.
And remember to put your name and age on the post.
And also tell us where you're from. We want to know where we have listeners. To listen to our future episodes, you can find us on iTunes and our website, www.theyounglingspodcast.wordpress.com.
We'd like to thank our producer, our dad, our supporter, our mom, and our special guest, our brother, Soji.
We'd also like to give a shout out to Mrs. Sanchez and her family, Mr. Sanchez, Boston, Ezekiel Wrecker, and baby Aria Joy. Enjoy your nap, guys. But for now,
may the Force be with you!